102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Rudy Giuliani is now out and in public and on TV a lot because he's got an opinion about all the presidents.
You know what? I always liked Giuliani. I don't know why. I just did. Why does he matter? Like, why does anybody even put a mic in front of his face?
I don't know. I feel like he'd be a really good VP.
Think America's
vice
mayor.
Presidential candidate.
Yeah, but he was America's mayor for like an hour and a half.
Well, all after 9/11 and during 9/11. That sticks in your head.
And then Bloomberg came. Bloomberg came in, and he just, I don't understand. Whatever.
Rudy gave a great speech during the convention in 04, and then in 08 tried to run, of course, and the campaign kind of went off the rails quickly. But
yeah.
Imagine him as Trump's vice president. That's a combo right there.
Yeah, that'll go over well. Two guys from New York.
Right.
That'll go well.
Might be good, like, as attorney general or something. He's a former prosecutor.
Right.
Maybe. So what'd he do?
Here's Giuliani on Trump. Mm.
Well, first of all, he's not a Roman candle. This is a very smart guy. This is a person who is media savvy in ways that some of the other candidates aren't. And he's a lot more substantive than you realize. I know Donald 25 years, meaning he understands a lot of the world issues with a lot more depth than you probably realize. So we might have a little bit of a Ronald Reagan here. I expect Donald Trump is going to do pretty darn well tomorrow night.
That's the second. That's the second time in 3 days that I've heard the Ronald Reagan comparison. Ronald Reagan's kid, Michael, I think it's Michael's one of the kids or whatever it is, said that Trump reminds him a lot of his father.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you think?
That is different.
I think that the people of New York City understand that Donald Trump, of course, has been a great ambassador. On 9/11, of course, I was standing in the rubble on Ground Zero, and I looked up and I said, thank God George W. Bush is our president. This is a great, it's just an unbelievable thing. Have you seen what Mayor de Blasio is doing with the New York City Police Department?
What is he doing?
It's disgraceful.
Oh.
Absolutely disgraceful.
What did you mean when you said Donald wasn't a Roman candle?
Donald is, he's unbelievable. He's a spark plug.
But in that clip, you said he wasn't a Roman candle. I don't know what that means.
I think he's not going to flame out quickly. He's going to be in it for the long term. I'm very excited. It's a great opportunity for the country to really embrace a guy who just says what he means and means what he says.
I feel like this is the first time I'm hearing Ted DiRubio.
Could he put any more S's in his speech? This is great.
Pretty good.
Means what he says and says what he means.
And the people of New York City understand.
He sounds like Giuliani. You sound like Tyson.
Oh my God, Rudy, that is so good. That's such great analysis. It's really very good.
You like anybody else?
I think Marco Rubio has a lot of great skills.
Really?
You know, he speaks Spanish. He's tried to teach me how to do that for many years.
No go, huh?
Okay.
But it's been a rough go. My wife, my former wife, Donna Hanover, in the Vagina Monologues, we went to see that the other night.
Yeah, you did. That was good, right?
It was a great experience. New York City has so much to offer.
I didn't even know the Vagina Monologues was still on Broadway.
Well, it is in one of the back alleys. You can go see it down on like 10th Street.
Okay. Thank you, Rudy.
Thank you, former mayor Giuliani.
It's great to be here, guys.